So, 我们都曾向我们的主应许永远侍奉他。
Yes, we all have made a commitment to the Lord that I will serve you forever.
我们的主在哪里服侍他的人也要在那里。
And he who serves the Lord has to be where Jesus is.
这个服侍是一直到永远。
And this is an everlasting service.
启示录的最后，他告诉我们说，神的仆人都要侍奉他。
At the end of the book of Revelation, it says, all the servants of the Lord shall serve him.
今天早间我们何等的喜乐！ St. Gabriel的弟兄姊妹和Pomona的弟兄姊妹一同在这里侍奉我们的神。
And we rejoice greatly that brothers and sisters from St. Gabriel Church and Pomona Church are serving the Lord together.
我们在这里一同敬拜，一同赞美。
We're here to worship Him and praise Him together.
在1992年的10月第一个主日，
The first Sunday of October in 1992，
神带领我们在 St. Gabriel这个地方开始了主日的敬拜。
The Lord guided us to start a Sunday service in this area.
在1995年10月第一个主日，
In the first Sunday of October of 1995，
神带领我们开始在这个会所，我们开始敬拜。
The Lord has led to this particular place to worship.
感谢主，今天早间我们一同来到主的面前。
And we're so thankful that this morning we come together to the presence of the Lord.
我们真的心里面满了感谢和赞美。
Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving and praises.
我们的主何等的爱我们。
For he loves us so much.
是他救赎了我们。
It is he who has redeemed us.
也是他呼召了我们。
It is he who has called us.
把侍奉的恩典赐给我们。
It is he who has given us the grace of serving him.
让我们能够侍立在他的脚前。
To allow us to stand at his presence.
常常听见他的慈声,
to listen to his loving voice.
让我们可以看见他的容面,
to see his glorious face.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的心是何等的喜乐。
Oh, brothers and sisters, how we rejoice together in him.
我们一起来读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few passages together.
请我们读出埃及记,
Exodus
第3章第12节,
Chapter 3, verse 12.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
神说, 我必与你们同在, 你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。那这里神对着他的百姓有一个心意。
Here God has a will or purpose for his people.
他要带领他们离开埃及。
He wants to take them out of Egypt.
然后呢，他们在山上要来侍奉神。
So that they can worship God in that mountain.
我们再一起来读出埃及记第8章第1节。
Let's read on chapter 8 verse 1.
耶和华吩咐摩西说，你进去见法老，对他说，耶和华这样说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。 容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。Let
my people go so that they can worship me.
我记得在看埃及王子那片那个卡通片的时候，I
remember when I watched the movie Prince of Egypt.
他有好多次重复说 Let my people go.
I heard it repeatedly said Let my people go.
容我的百姓去。
Let my people go.
那它整个的内容是讲到要救以色列的百姓离开埃及。
The theme of the movie is to deliver the Israelites out of Egypt.
但是早间我们在这里读主的话。
This morning when we read the word of God here.
神要摩西去见法老。
God said to Moses, go to Pharaoh.
要这么说。
And say it this way.
耶和华这样说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
This is what the Lord says, let my people go, so that they may worship me.
这我们看见，容他的百姓去，这是一个手续。
Therefore, you see, it was just a procedure to let his people go.
这个不完全。
That's not the end purpose.
下面一句说，好侍奉我。
The second part of the sentence says, so that they may worship me.
这是说到神的真正的目的。
And that was the purpose of delivering them.
弟兄姊妹，神救赎我们是有一个目的的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, there is a purpose in God when he delivers us.
所以神拯救以色列的百姓离开埃及。
Therefore, God rescued Israelites out of Egypt.
神告诉他们说，你们要归我做祭司的国度。
He said, to me, you will become a kingdom of priests.
他们是一个圣洁的子民。
They will become holy people.
什么叫做祭司的国度呢？
What is the kingdom of priests?
也就是说，每一个蒙赎的儿女都是祭司。
Which means every child that's redeemed will become a priest.
不是少数的人他们做祭司。
Not just a minority group will become priests.
是所有蒙赎的儿女都是祭司。
But all the children of God, they are redeemed, will become the priests.
所以这叫做一个祭司的国度。
And therefore, there's a kingdom filled with priests.
我们看见这是神他原初的心意。
And that is the original purpose in God's heart.
的确神要救赎以色列的百姓。他要预备许多的工作。
Yes, in order to deliver them, God has to do a lot of work.
他一次一次击打法老。
And time after time, he struck down on Pharaoh's kingdom.
他是击打埃及那个黑暗的权势。
He was striking down on the power of the evil darkness in the kingdom of Egypt.
那主叫以色列的百姓们预备羔羊。
And also, at the same time, he told Israelites to prepare for themselves a lamb.
他们要用血涂在门框和门楣上。
And apply the blood of the lamb on their door and doorpost.
这是讲到基督的救赎。
That talks about the salvation of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的宝血为我们流出来。
Because Jesus has shed the blood for us.
在神的面前为我们说出美言。
And that blood speaks for us in the presence of God.
那个灭命的天使。
Therefore, the angel of death.
带着神的审判来到地上。
When they come with the power of God's judgment.
圣经上告诉我们说他一见这个血就越过。
Bible tells us that whenever the angel of death sees the blood, they will pass over.
什么时候耶稣基督的宝血在我们身上。
Therefore, whenever the blood of Jesus Christ covers us.
我们就脱离了所有审判恐惧。
We will escape all the fear of judgment.
我们可以坦然无惧来到父神的面前。
We can now come with confidence to our Father God.
里面没有一点的惧怕。
Without any fear.
因为神一看见这个血。
Because whenever God sees the blood.
他看见他的儿子那样的美丽。
He sees the beauty of his own son.
这个宝血说到耶稣基督的生命。
The blood speaks life of Jesus Christ.
这个生命让神的心何等的满足。
And that life just satisfies God's heart.
曾经在地上他找不到义人连一个也没有。
Because prior to that, he could not find even a single righteous person.
但是主耶稣基督来了。
But when Jesus came,
他是那义者。
He was the righteous one.
他的生命美德满足了父神所有公义的要求。
And his life and the virtue of his life just satisfies the requirement of God's righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们都在宝血的里面。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we are all under the coverage of his precious blood.
我们蒙了拯救。
We are saved.
我们可以吃羔羊的肉。
We can partake in his flesh.
我们得着耶稣基督成为我们的生命。
We have received Jesus Christ as our life.
成为我们每一天行走的力量。
To be the strength of our daily walk.
蒙赎的儿女是何等的喜乐。
Oh, redeemed children shall rejoice greatly.
我们得着这么大的恩典。
For we have received such a great salvation.
我们再也不受捆绑。
We're no longer in bondage.
我链脱落，我心舒醒。
Our chains fell off and our hearts awake.
我们可以欢然跳跃，随主前往。
And we can leap in joy to follow the Lord.
埃及的百姓原本他们没有任何的盼望。
And in the past, people dwell in Egypt land has no hope.
他们在埃及为着法老王做苦工。
They used to work hard for Pharaoh in the land of Egypt.
在一个为奴之地。
They were considered slaves.
他们没有自己的前途。
They had no future for their own.
但是当神拯救了他们
But once God delivered them,
他们离开了埃及
They were able to leave Egypt.
弟兄姊妹今天有许许多多神的儿女
There are so many children of God these days.
我们蒙恩得救
After we are saved.
真的是主付了重价把我们买回来
It's all because Jesus paid a great price for us.
的确我们得着了一个极大的恩典
Yes, we have received such a great grace.
但是常常我们也遇见许多神的儿女
But many times we will encounter brothers and sisters like
他们也喜乐
that who had great joy
说我不会下地狱了
because they have the assurance that they will no longer go to hell
我已经得着上天堂的保证
because I have got the promise going to heaven
Hallelujah 我得救了
Hallelujah I'm saved
我蒙赎了
I am redeemed
但是多少人他们仍然过着过去的生活
However they stay in the same pattern as they were before
好像就得着了一个上天堂的保证
It's like they just bought God's assurance going to heaven
就让他们心满意足
And God made them satisfied.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
我们永远要记得
always remember,
神救赎我们
the purpose that God delivers us,
是为着要侍奉他
is to serve him.
所以蒙拯救蒙得赎
therefore to be redeemed,
是一个手续
it's just a procedure.
神在这边一开始就告诉 以色列的百姓。
Therefore, start from the very beginning, God told Israelites,
你们离开埃及。
Leave Egypt.
是神领他们出了埃及。
God has led them out of Egypt.
你们要在这个山上来侍奉我。
So that you may serve me and worship me in this mountain.
主要摩西去告诉法老王。
And also God sent Moses to tell Pharaoh.
在圣经中有好多次。
And there are so many times.
让他容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
He instructed Moses to tell Pharaoh that let my people go so that they may worship me.
这是神向着我们的旨意。
That is the purpose of God for us.
每一个子民都要侍奉。
That everyone shall serve.
我们要知道每一个蒙赎的都是祭司。
We have to know everyone who is redeemed is a priest.
在彼得前书第二章第五节。
In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
他说你们来到神面前也就像活石。
That when those who come to the Lord,As if they have come to the living stone.
要被建造成为灵宫。
As if you are the living stone, you shall be built up together to be a holy temple.
他下面说，做圣洁的祭司。
To be my holy priesthood.
借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的活祭。
To offer the living and spiritual sacrifices that's pleasing to God through Jesus Christ.
我们都是被拣选的族类。
Therefore, we are all the chosen people.
我们每一个都是君尊的祭司。
Every one of us is the honorable priest of God.
我记得以前在读书的时候
I remember when I was a student
感谢神神就把这样的一个旨意让我们里面都非常的清楚
I thank the Lord for he had made this particular purpose very clear to us
我们都是君尊的祭司
That we are his honorable priest
我们都是服侍神的人
We are people who serve God
也许当时候我们还在学校里面
Maybe I was just in school
有很重的功课
I had a lot of schoolwork
但是我们里面很清楚
But I was very clear inside
我们是一个全时间服侍主的人
That I am a person who serves God full time
在学校里面读书我在这里是侍奉神
Even though I study in school But I'm here on campus to serve my God
后来我们出去工作
And later on I enter into the job force
我们知道我们的正业是侍奉神
And I know my primary career is to serve God
地上的工作不过是我们的副业
The profession I held at the time was just secondary
今天神呼召了我们
The Lord has called us
从世界中出来
to leave the world
我们活在世界上
we may live in this world
弟兄姊妹但是我们不属于这个世界
but brothers and sisters we do not belong to the world
神要我们在山上来侍奉他
instead he said to worship me in the mountain
他要呼召我们带领我们
he wants to call us and he also leads us
走一个上行的道路
to take an upward way
一直来到属灵属天的高峰
so that we can climb to the spiritual climax
我们不属于这个世界
knowing that I am not of this world
我们也真的不住在这个世界
neither do I stay in this world
我们与主同在山上
I will stay in the mountain with my Lord
我们的主将我们高举在磐石上
and the Lord will uphold us so that we're above all rocks
高过四面的仇敌
way above all my enemies
弟兄姊妹若是我们真的认识主在我们身上的旨意
Oh brothers and sisters If we truly know the will that he has for us
我们会那样的乐意来侍奉我们的神
We'll be so willing to serve him
主告诉我们说我在哪里
The Lord says wherever I am
服侍我的人也要在那里
Those who serve me shall be
我们渴望主的同在
We desire to have his presence
我们渴望跟随羔羊的脚踪
We long to follow the footsteps of the lamb
但是我们必须是一个侍奉神的人
But we must firstBe a person who serves.
然后是跟随主的道路来侍奉他。
And also when we serve by following his way.
主在哪里？
Wherever Jesus is.
服侍他的人也要在那里。
Those who serve him shall be also there.
主走的道路叫做十字架的道路。
And the way our Lord takes is called the way of the cross.
越走越低微。
And it's a way, it's going downwardly.
主所站的位置永远是在一个最低微的位置。
Jesus always chooses to stand at the lowest position.
今天我们要何等的喜乐
Therefore we rejoice
我们和主同站在这个位置上
Knowing that I am standing together with my Lord here
满有主的同在
I'm filled with his presence
满有主的自己
Full of himself
我们知道我们和主一同在这里侍奉神
We know we are serving God together with my Lord
我们来读一下出埃及记
Let's read Exodus
35:29.
Chapter 35, verse 29.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
以色列人无论男女，凡甘心乐意献礼物给耶和华的，都将礼物拿来，做耶和华借摩西所吩咐的一切工。当以色列百姓他们离开了埃及，
After Israelites left Egypt,
他们来到了旷野。
They came to the wilderness.
我们说在旷野，他们怎么来侍奉呢？
You may say, how do they serve God in the wilderness?
神带领摩西到了西乃山上。
And God brought Moses to the Mount Sinai.
有四十昼夜。
For 40 days and 40 nights.
神把山上的样式向他开启。
And God revealed to him the pattern on the mount.
什么是山上的样式？
What is the pattern on the mount?
从我们读旧约看起来不过是一些建造会幕的一些尺寸啊，东西怎么做？
If you study the Old Testament, you will notice what God showed him was just a lot of measurements about how to build the tabernacle.
好像说今天他们需要建造一个会幕。
It's like they were about to build a tent.
那在会幕的建造上，每一个尺寸都要照着山上的样式。
And when they build the tabernacle, every part has to be according to the pattern God instructed on the mountain.
虽然是一个最小的物件，
maybe the smallest thing in the tent.
圣经告诉我们说，都要照着山上的样式。
Bible says you have to build exactly according to the pattern on the mount.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道旧约不过是一个预表。
Brothers and sisters, we all knew Old Testament is nothing but a type.
那个实体来到是等到我们新约子民，我们才真实的认识。
And the reality does not occur until we're coming to the era of New Testament.
会幕所代表的意义是说到教会。
Therefore, everything in the tabernacle speaks of church.
会幕里面建造每一样，它都有属灵的意义。
And every little thing in the tent has spiritual meanings.
在圣所中有金灯台。
And in the holy of holy, in the holy place, there's a golden lamp.
说到耶稣基督，他是无穷生命之光。
That symbolizes how Jesus himself is the light of that infinite life.
在里面有陈设饼。
And there is showbread.
讲到耶稣基督，他是无穷的生命。
That symbolizes how Jesus himself is the eternal life.
在里面有约柜，
and also there is covenant,
有施恩座，
the Ark of Covenant and Mercy Seat.
每一件讲到他荣耀的教会，
every item in the tent speaks of his glorious church.
神的心意就是在他教会的身上，
because that's where God's heart is at.
神要以色列的百姓他们到旷野去侍奉神，
and God will Israelites go to wilderness to worship him.
是的，那边有祭坛，
yes, there is an altar in the tent.
以色列的百姓他们需要杀牛宰羊。
Therefore, Israelites have to kill those bulls, those oxes and lambs.
他们需要献上赎罪祭，献上燔祭，献上许多的祭。
They needed to make all kinds of offerings there.
但是每一样，弟兄姊妹，今天耶稣基督来了。
But every kind of them, Jesus Christ has done it.
他是那更美的祭物为我们献上。
He has become the better, the more beautiful sacrifice for us.
以色列百姓他们所做的每一样事情。
Therefore, everything Israelites used to do.
今天在基督里面都已经成就。
Has been accomplished through Jesus Christ.
今天我们在基督里面。
Therefore, we are in Christ today.
一同被献上。
We can be offered up together with Him.
在旧约他们焚烧这些祭物。
In the Old Testament time, they have to burn these sacrifices.
这些祭升上去。
So that the aroma can ascend.
那这个气味满足父神。
To satisfy the Father's heart.
今天神不是叫我们再来杀牛宰羊。
But yet, in this day, God doesn't want us to slew those animals anymore.
因为更美的祭物已经献上了。
For a better sacrifice has been offered up.
主耶稣一次献上永远赎罪的祭。
For Jesus has offered the eternal sacrifice once for all.
不再有牛羊的血。
No longer need the blood of the blood, we no longer need the blood of a lamb or bull.
不再需要杀生。
We don't need to sacrifice any animals anymore.
我们每一天每一个时刻，我们可以在主的里面献上这个活的祭物。
But instead, every moment of our day, we can offer ourselves through Jesus Christ.
保罗在罗马书第十二章第一节， 他以神的慈悲劝我们。
Therefore, in Romans 12:1, Paul urged us with the mercy of God,
叫我们把身体献上。
That we shall offer our body up,
他说当作活祭。
As the living sacrifice,
那这样的侍奉是理所当然的。
But this is acceptable to God,
那这样的侍奉是蒙神喜悦的。
It's something pleasing to Him.
把身体献上当作活祭。
Offer up our body as that living sacrifice.
过去我们没有得救之前，我们没有资格把我们自己献上。
In the past, before we're saved, there's no way we are able to offer ourselves.
以色列百姓他们要献祭还不是这么简单的。
And when Israelites had to make offerings,
那每一个祭物要经过吹毛求疵啊。
They have to be very critical about the beast that they choose.
你不能拿一个有瑕疵的把它献上去。
You cannot offer a sacrifice that has defects.
所以这些能够献的祭物都是经过许多的检查的。
Therefore, you have to go through a very detailed inspection.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们可以把自己献上。
But brothers and sisters,Nowadays, we can offer ourselves up.
并不是因为我们有多完全。
It's not that because we are blameless.
如果让别人在我们身上来检查一下。
If people want to take a closer look and inspect us.
我想我们都觉得我没有资格。
I think we're all going to feel that I am not qualified.
更何况如果是神来检查我们。
Not to mention if God comes to inspect me.
那我们更是没有资格了。
Then we'll find out even more that I am not worthy.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
今天我们是在耶稣基督
For we are now in Jesus Christ.
我们一同被献上。
We can be offered up together with Him.
神的燔祭藏在他的面前。
Bible says His sacrifice is always in His presence.
今天我们在主的里面蒙神的悦纳。
Therefore, we are accepted by God through Jesus Christ.
我们可以把自己献上。
Therefore, we are able to offer ourselves.
当时他们在旷野中要建造会幕。
At that time, they were building the tabernacle in the wilderness.
在建造会幕需要各样的材料。
Therefore, they needed all kinds of materials.
那这些材料从哪里来呢？
And where did these materials come from?
感谢主，神叫以色列的百姓离开埃及的时候，他们带着各样的物件离开的。
We thank the Lord because when they left Egypt, they brought all kinds of things with them.
当他们要建会幕
So when they were about to build the tabernacle
这边说凡甘心乐意献礼物给耶和华的
Here it says those who were willing brought to the Lord free will offering
都将礼物拿来
Can bring to the Lord
他说做耶和华借摩西所吩咐的一切工
For all the work the Lord through Moses has commanded them to do
神的心意在他的教会
Because God's heart lies in his church.
神今天的工作是建造他的教会
And the work that God has is nothing but to build up his own church.
我们知道我们要建造一个房子
We know in order to build a house,
再好的工人他不可能凭空就把这房子造出来
No matter how skillful a worker may be, he cannot build a house with nothing.
他需要得着许多建造的材料
He will need a lot of materials.
神的家也是一样
Same thing applies to the house of God
要建造神的家神的教会需要各样宝贵的器皿
In order to build the house of God God needs all kinds of precious vessels and materials
需要各样的材料
All kinds of materials
弟兄姊妹在旧约以色列人他们是真正的把他们的财宝把他们的宝贵的东西拿出来
In the time of Old Testament Israelites had really to offer those precious materials
那这些都是礼物来献给神
As their gifts to God
那这些经过巧匠经过他们一同的建造把会幕建造起来
And through very skillful workmen they were able to build up the tabernacle
今天神要建造他的家
And God wants to build up his house today
然后他要得着宝贵的器皿
He needs first obtain those precious vessels
他要得着贵重的材料
He needs obtain those precious materials
这些更是说到我们这些蒙赎的儿女
And that refers to you and me that redeemed the children of God
他要建造我们成为灵宫
And he wants to build us up to be his spiritual temple
这些材料就是我们这些人
The materials we're talking about is us
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
今天我们可以把我们自己来献给神
That we can actually offer ourselves to God
叫我们在神的家中能够同被建造
So that we can be built up together in his house
保罗劝我们将身体献上
That's why Paul urged us to offer up your body as the living sacrifice
当作一个活的祭物
As that living sacrifice
旧约所有的祭物都是先经过 宰杀的。
And all the sacrifices in the Old Testament had to be killed first.
从来没有一个可以把活的祭物把它放在祭坛上。
There's never an instance that you offer a live animal on the altar.
都是宰杀过的才放在祭坛上。
You have to first kill it before you can offer.
但是为什么保罗说献上成为一个活的祭呢？
But then why did Paul says offer as a living sacrifice?
那这个祭一面它是死的。
And on one hand, yes, sacrifice has to be dead.
我们向着自己是死的。
Which means we die to ourselves.
另外一面我们向着神乃是活的。
But on the other hand, we are living when we face God.
一面我们老旧的生命已经与基督同钉十字架。
On one hand, our old life has died with Jesus on the cross.
但是另外一面我们里面有个新的生命。
On the other hand, we have received a new life from Him.
是基督在我里面活。
That is Jesus Christ Himself living inside of us.
这个祭物叫做活祭。
And that sacrifice is the living sacrifice.
也就是说我们没有一个人是为着自己来活。
Therefore, we no longer live for ourselves.
我们乃是为那替我们死而复活的主活。
But for the Lord who has died and resurrected for our sake.
我们再来读一下约书亚记二十四章十五节。
Joshua 24 verse 15。
以色列百姓他们不单离了埃及。
Not only Israelites left Egypt.
他们不单在旷野中曾经见到会幕，在那里侍奉神。
Not only they had built the tabernacle in the wilderness so they could worship and serve God.
神还把他们带过约旦河。
The Lord actually brought them beyond the river of Jordan.
进入迦南美地。
They enter into the promised land of Canaan.
迦南地代表什么意义呢？
And what does the land of Canaan symbolize?
整个迦南。
The entire land of Canaan.
它有一个意义，讲到基督的丰满。
And symbolizes the fullness of Jesus Christ.
神带领他们出了埃及地。
After God led them out of Egypt,
只要他们得着基督一切的丰富。
His purpose is for them to receive the fullness in Christ.
在约书亚记到最后。
Therefore, towards the end of Joshua,
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
这是约书亚向着以色列的百姓所说的。
This is the statement made by Joshua to Israelites.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的。是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。我们一起把最后这一句一起再读一次。
Let's recite the last phrase together.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。约书亚在这里，他做一个非常确定的宣告。
And Joshua made a very clear proclamation here.
至于我和我家必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
他给这些以色列的百姓一个非常严肃的挑战。
And he actually made a very serious challenge to all the Israelites.
到底你们要选择侍奉的哪一位神？
He challenged them, which God you want to serve?
是你们在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？
The God your forefathers served beyond the river?
大河的那边是亚伯拉罕蒙召之前他们是一个拜偶像的地方。
And that is a place filled with idol worshiping.
他也叫他们离开他们的埃及所侍奉的神。
He also asked them to leave the God they worship in Egypt.
现在他们来到了迦南地。
Now they have entered into the land of Canaan.
迦南地亚摩利人所侍奉的神。
That's where Amorites abide.
到底这些百姓要侍奉哪一个神？
So he was challenging them, which God you want to serve?
他说，至于我和我家必定侍奉耶和华。
But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
是的，弟兄姊妹，今天神在这里也向我们做这个挑战。
And God is also challenging us here.
今天我们都活在这个世界上。
We all live in this world.
的确，这个世界有多少的吸引力量？
Yes, there are so many attractions around us.
今天世界的神让多少人被弄瞎了心眼。
And the God of this world trying to blind the eyes of many.
但是神在我们的里面发出这个挑战。
But the God that's in us is challenging us right now.
到底我们要侍奉的是谁呢？
Whom do you serve?
是不是侍奉这位永生神?
Do you choose to serve the eternal God?
是他拯救了我们。
Who has saved us?
是他为我们付了极大的代价。
Who has paid the greatest price for us?
是他把我们买回来。
It is he who has redeemed us.
弟兄姊妹，到底我们要侍奉的是谁?
Dear brothers and sisters, who do we choose to serve?
这次到国内去，遇到了有一位弟兄。
I just visited China and I ran into this particular Christian brother.
他把他的家打开。
He has opened up his home.
他隔壁也有一家弟兄姊妹，也把他们的家打开。
And his neighbor, which is also a Christian, they opened their house too.
他们一边接纳了三十几位，一边三十几位姊妹，一边三十几位弟兄。
And each household received 30 brothers.Or 30 sisters in that house.
那这些都是非常年轻的弟兄姊妹。
And these brothers, they received very young brothers and sisters.
去他们那里的时候，差不多才16岁。
They went there around 16, at the age of 16.
当我遇见这些年轻的孩子们。
When I ran into these young kids,
大的现在已经20岁。
The oldest one is about 20 years old.
当我听见他说，他们在那里已经待了四年的时间。
And how they told me that they have been there for about 4 years.
呀，我的心真的是很受感动。
I was very touched.
也许我们家里面曾经接纳过有几位弟兄姊妹。
Yes, maybe I have opened my house to receive a few brothers and sisters in the past.
也许是几天的时间。
Maybe for a few days long.
但是他们一个家里面接待的是三十几位弟兄姊妹。
But what these two households have received are 30 some brothers or sisters.
一接待接待了四年。
And for as long as 4 years.
不单只是照顾他们的生活。
They were not just take care of them physically.
还有负他们属灵的责任。
They also guided them spiritually.
他们每一天早上五点起来晨更。
Every morning the whole household will wake up at 5 a.m.
吃完早饭以后就一起读圣经。
To a morning devotion and then they will have breakfast and after that they will read Bible.
中午休息后，下午也一起读圣经。
And after lunch and a brief break, they will study Bible again in the afternoon.
然后每一天晚上，他们有一些的聚会。
And every night they will have some kind of worship meeting.
他说他们最少一个月是读新旧约一遍。
These young people told me at least they will read the whole Bible once each month.
他说好多人他一个月都读好几遍的。
Actually, quite a few young people read more than one time each month.
哎呀，这些弟兄姊妹真的是可爱。
They are truly lovable.
他说我看见我们的弟兄愿意把他的家打开。
When I saw how this Christian brother were willing to open up his house,
他所有的负担就是栽培这些年轻的孩子。
All the burden he has was to build up these young people.
当我想到说这些都是 teenager, 都是这个青少年的。
When I look at them, these kids are all considered teenagers.
要带一个都很不容易。
It is not easy even to take care of one teenager.
但是现在他们已经有七十几位啊。
But now two households combined had 70 some teenagers.
但是感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
看见这么多爱主的年轻弟兄姊妹。
Because what I saw are a group of young teenagers who love the Lord.
那些到了二十岁几年在那里留下来的，现在都开始在外面侍奉神。
And for those who have reached 20 and beyond, they are now serving God full time.
他们服侍一阵子，他们又回来。
They will go out to the field and serve, and they will return after a while.
他们觉得他们需要继续的追求。
Because they feel they need to pursue the Lord more.
感谢主，弟兄。姊妹们，他们愿意在那里侍奉神。
And I thank the Lord how these brothers and sisters were willing to serve God.
像约书亚说的，至于我和我家，必定侍奉耶和华。
Just like what Joshua stated here, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
愿意我们不但把我们自己献上当作活祭。
Therefore, not only just offer our body up as a living sacrifice.
我是蒙救赎的子民。
Because I am a redeemed child.
我就是一个侍奉神的人。
I am a person who serves God.
神要得着的是一个祭司的国度。
And God desires to receive for himself a kingdom of priests.
我们都是君尊的祭司。
We are all his honorable priests.
我们活在地上，我们蒙救赎的目的就是要来侍奉
神。The purpose for us to be saved is to serve God.
然后我们不但自己要侍奉神，我们说我们的家都要来侍奉神。
Not only I personally will serve God, we shall say, as for me and my household, we will serve God.
今天真的是神建造神的家的日子。
Right now is the time God is building up his own house.
今天正是神建造他教会的时候。
It is the time God is building up his own church.
神的家需要许多的器皿。
And God needs many vessels.
需要我们都把自己献上。
Therefore we need to offer up ourselves.
我们每一个人都祷告。
Everyone shall pray.
这是每一个人的侍奉。
This is a service we can offer.
不是少数的人他们的服侍。
It's not a service offered by a minority group.
很多时候人家说，哎，请你为谁祷告。
Many times you may hear comment like, can you pray for so and so?
啊，你祷告比较灵，我祷告没什么用。
Because your prayer works more than my prayer.
我相信的是神是听你祷告的。
I believe that God listens to your prayer.
弟兄姊妹，每一个都是祭司。
But brothers and sisters, we are all priests.
神听每一个人的祷告。
And God listens to the prayer of every one of us.
我们个人都要起来祷告。
Therefore, every one of us should pray.
我们教会一起祷告。
Church should pray together.
弟兄姊妹多多的参与。
We should participate in the church prayer.
我们彼此代祷。
We should pray for one another.
我们彼此服侍的祷告。
And we should serve each other.
这是我们的侍奉。
This is how we can serve.
侍奉是每一个人。
And this is for everyone.
我们都一起来祷告。
And we shall serve together by praying together.
人人都要传福音。
And also, everyone should preach gospel.
这是主在升天之前给他教会的使命。
Because that is the mission God entrusted us before he ascended into heaven.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
That you shall go make nations my disciples.
所以我们每一个人都要传福音。
Therefore, every one of us has to preach the gospel.
然后整个教会要起来传福音。
The whole church should preach gospel.
我们在地上我们做一个灯台的见证。
And therefore, we will uphold a testimony of his lamp.
主把这个地方赐给我们。
God has given us this land.
这实在是一个太好的地方。
This is a wonderful location.
我们要祷告主。
We shall pray to the Lord.
让在这里的见证能够影响四围的人。
That the testimony in this land can have impact on people around us.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要去传福音。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us preach gospel.
人人当父母。
And also, everyone should be a parent.
也许你说你还没结婚呢，怎么说我要做父母呢？
You may say, hey, I'm still single. How come you say I have to be a parent?
那是讲到说我们每一个人都有一个为父的心肠。
That speaks of that every one of us should have the spirit or heart of a father.
神的家需要每一个人起来关怀照顾。
There are so many need for caring and, there is such a great need in the caring in the house of God.
有人告诉我们说，关怀照顾是神的家的后门。
And a lot of people comment by saying, the caring is the back door in the house of God.
很多时候我们传福音，把人从前门带进来。
So like you go out and preach gospel, bring people from the front door.
如果我们没有关怀照顾
，Yet if we don't continue to care for them,
我们那后门也是打开的。
Then that means our back door is wide open.
那许多人从前门进来，又从后门出去
了。So people coming from the front door, they will exit from the back door.
我们求主让我们。有一个为父的心。
So we pray, Lord, give me a heart as a father.
人人当父母。
That let me be a parent for these people.
这都是我们的服事。
And this is also one kind of service we can have.
我们当中也许有新来的弟兄姊妹。
Maybe there are newcomers among us.
关怀他们不一定是负责弟兄们的责任。
And it is not the responsibility of the elders or deacons in the church to care for newcomers.
是我们每一个人的责任。
But every one of us.
多少时候你就很简单的关心一位弟兄姊妹
Maybe a simple greeting
那个爱
The love you manifest
And
the fellowship in life of Jesus Christ
这就是你在里面的服事
That's kind of service that we can offer
这就让教会得着建造
That is how the church can be gradually built up
另外还有一点人人为门徒
Another thing is everyone should become a disciple
也就是说今天我们在神的家里面
Which means when we are in the house of God
我们都站在一个门徒的地位上
We should stand at a position as a disciple here
我们无论信主了多久
And doesn't matter how long I have become a Christian
没有一个人能说他圣经读够了
No one can ever say I have read enough Bible
神的话越读越觉得我们差得太远
The more you read Bible the lessYou feel that you know about God.
我们要渴望和弟兄姊妹一同交通神的话。
We should have this longing that we can fellowship with each other in the Word of God.
在读经聚会里面，大家真的是预备好了，一同来蒙受恩典。
Prepare yourself before you go to a Bible study meeting.
我们预备了主日学。
We have a Sunday school.
我们预备了信徒造就。
We prepare for you edification classes.
有时候有圣经班。
Sometimes we have Bible classes.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
许许多多的不是只是给初蒙恩的弟兄姊妹预备。
All these courses are not just for newcomers or new believers.
求主把一个饥渴的心放在我们的里面。
May the Lord put a longing in our hearts.
我们要追求啊。
That I need to pursue more.
觉得我里面那样的不够。
Because I don't have enough.
求主帮助我们。
Oh Lord, help us.
哦，这些 这一次看到这么多年轻的弟兄姊妹。
And when you see so many young brothers and sisters.
他们看起来就像这边坐的差不多。
And the one I saw in China are just like the whole group sitting over there.
有些可能看起来更年轻。
And some are even younger than these.
啊，但是他们圣经拿起来，一个个是这么的熟悉。
But when they pick up their Bible, they knew the content so well.
你讲到哪一段，他们都可以给你背出来。
When you refer to a certain passage, they actually recite from their memory.
哎，我就觉得说要好好追求啊。
And I feel that I need to pursue more.
弟兄姊妹，人人。
Yes, everyone should become a disciple.
因为人人都做事物。
And everyone should serve and work.
一些教会里面有许许多多的事与物。
Yes, there are so many things to do in God's church.
有很多的需要。
There are so many needs here.
我想前个礼拜在这边大扫除，一定弟兄姊妹花了很多力气。
A week ago, you had this major cleaning event. I believe a lot of people have spent a lot of time and effort here.
那尼弟兄讲一句话。
And Brother Ni made this comment before.
他说：“神的家里面没有。”非人格的事与物。
There's nothing in the house of God that is not of personality or character.
也就是说，今天我们不是只是做外面的一件事情而已。
Which means whatever we do here is not just a thing we do externally.
每一件事情带着属灵的意义。
But everything we do should have spiritual significance.
也许你在扫地。
Maybe you're just sweeping the floor.
但是今天不是做一件事。
But that is not a thing that we are doing.
今天是神的儿女在这里扫地。
But it's children of God who are serving,
是在这里侍奉神,
who are here sweeping the floor.
跟我们外面请一个清洁工来扫地是不一样的。
It is so different from hiring a janitor to come here to clean the house.
这是我们的侍奉。
This is our service for our God.
这是我们的权利。
And this is our privilege.
最后我们人人都敬拜。
Lastly, everyone shall worship.
每一个人来到教会里面
Everyone who comes to the house of God
我们都有份于敬拜
Should partake or participate in worship
不是在上面领诗的弟兄姊妹在那里敬拜
Not just the song leaders worship here
不是讲道的人在那里敬拜
Not just the speaker that worship
但是每一个弟兄姊妹我们知道我们坐在这里我们都在这里敬拜
神 But every one of us who sits here we know we're here to worship him
当我们一起来唱诗歌
When we sing hymns together,
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里敬拜神。
Brothers and sisters, we sing as we are worshiping.
用我们的声音，用我们的诗歌，我们来赞美神。
With our own voice, with our songs, we worship God.
这个歌我们要一直唱到永远。
This is a song we're going to sing forever until eternity.
而且到那一天，我们乃是唱新歌。
And we know one day we shall sing a new song.
我们在这里一起祷告。
And when we pray here.
这是我们的敬拜。
This is how we worship God.
不是少数的人，他们比较属灵，他们祷告。
Not just a small group people, because they are spiritual, so they can pray.
但是我们一同祷告，一同敬拜。
But、together, we're here to worship and we're here to pray.
感谢主，蒙赎的人当侍奉。
We thank the Lord; those who are redeemed should serve.
这是神给我们一个何等。宝贵的恩典
That is a precious grace from our God.
求主得着我们
May the Lord obtain us.
都成为一个侍奉神的人
To become a true person that serves God.
我们向主说，我们曾经应许
We shall tell the Lord that, Lord, I have promised.
永永远远来侍奉他
That I will serve you to the end.
我们的生命就是一个侍奉神的生命
We have received a life that serves God.
我们一起来再唱一下641首
Let's sing together 641
主耶稣，我曾应许。
Oh Jesus, I have promised.
永远侍奉我主。
To serve thee to the end.
永远侍奉我主。
To serve thee to the end.
侍奉那位爱我们的主。
To serve the Lord who loves us.
侍奉我们最亲爱的朋友。
To serve our dearest friend.
主耶稣，我曾应许，永远侍奉我主，我主，我亲爱朋友，恳求与我同住，若主。
向主说，主耶稣，我曾应许永远侍奉我们的主。
Dear brothers and sisters, Are we willing to tell the Lord that I have promised I will serve you to the end?
主买了我们回来归给他。
He has brought us back.
还要我们和他一同来侍奉。
So that we can serve together with him.
当我们在唱第一节的时候
When we sing from stanza one again,
如果你愿意向主说我愿意永永远远来侍奉他
If in your heart you want to say Lord yes I'm willing to serve you all the way to the end
我们可以站起来唱
You can stand up and sing it with us
再从第一节
And sing from verse one